All right, it's the first episode of 2024. Welcome back to the Physique Formation Podcast. And I thought I would start this off with a topic that's a little bit different to the typical fat loss focus, and that is of TRT, which is testosterone replacement therapy. So most people would know that I compete as a natural bodybuilder, natural powerlifter, and that has been my stance and my preference pretty much all my life, with 20 years of experience in the gym. But recently I decided, actually about 2 years ago, I came back from a 12-week holiday in Europe, and I decided that I probably, first of all, I'm getting a little bit older now, and I've been training, my training age is getting up there, and the rate of progress that I'm seeing and the rate of recovery and muscle growth, etc., is so slow and so small. 2 years ago when I came back from overseas, I thought, you know what, maybe it's time for me to shift over to the enhanced route and move over to some testosterone replacement therapy. Basically, that means increasing your testosterone levels and maximizing your potential of gains, recovery, things of that nature. But what I decided was, at that point in time, this was around November 2022, I decided that before doing that, I wanted to get back on the bodybuilding stage one more time, completely drug-free, and compete in a natural bodybuilding competition and win, and also compete in some enhanced competitions as well, and see how I go, you know, with that, as a completely natural athlete. So, you know, for so many years now, people have always said that there's no way that I'm drug-free, can't be natural, all these different things. I'll be the first to say that, yeah, my genetics are pretty good, but it's hard to say that because I just know personally the hard work that I've put in over many, many years. I remember so many times, you know, choosing the gym and choosing quality food and sleep and stuff over a social life, and even taking protein shakes with me when I was going out clubbing, and, you know, not having alcohol till I was in my early 20s, and, you know, just making decisions that were challenging in the time, but I knew had purpose and had benefits. And those benefits was obviously building muscle and creating a great physique. So for many years, it was always quite disheartening and disappointing and frustrating when people would just, you know, accuse me of using drugs to achieve my physique, because never in my life did I ever do that. And nor did I ever feel like I needed to do that, because to be honest, I went from a very unhealthy lifestyle of playing computer games and eating biscuits and chips and drinking soft drink and being very active, being interested in sports, but also just having a really bad diet. I went from that as a 16-year-old to completely changing my lifestyle, going to the gym 4 days a week, well, training in my garage, I should say, 4 days a week, following a weight-gaining training nutrition plan, eating a lot more food, forcing myself to get these high-calorie diet shakes in, literally getting stretch marks as a result of that. I gained like 11 kilos in something like 6 or 7 weeks. It was pretty crazy, but you know, the weight gaining shakes I was taking was like 2,000 calories twice a day sometimes. Not every day twice a day, but at least once a day. Sometimes it was twice a day while I was training at the gym, going to school, working at night as well. And, you know, obviously I was burning a lot of calories as a young teenager. But the combination of increasing my calorie intake dramatically, adding weight training as well, and cleaning up my diet just created some amazing gains in the short term. And I would say starting weight training at that age was probably the best thing for me in regards to a, you know, optimal hormonal profile. As a young teenager, your testosterone levels are rising and it's a great time to put on some muscle mass. And that's exactly what I did. So timing definitely played a role there. I think that was a huge part of it. And then just a complete lifestyle change as well, which is pretty cool. But nonetheless, over the years, I've dealt with so many people telling me that I am not natural or, you know, whatever it might be, and never really understanding the hard work, the commitment, the grind, and the time invested. Like, you know, 20 years now of training, this will be my 21st year of going to the gym. People don't really understand that, and they tend to just try to find an excuse as to how these results were achieved, and it's never, nobody ever wants to hear that it was hard work, dedication, commitment, and time, right? It's kind of like a boring answer. People want to, you know, a short response, and typically, if you have a great physique, you're on steroids, and if you have, you know, a good financial, if you're in a good financial position, you're doing something illegal, or you're a drug dealer, or you're, you know, some kind of illegal thing. That's just the assumption of the world, unfortunately, and that's just, you know, the reality of things. Anyways, moving forwards, so I decided I wanted to compete in this bodybuilding competition in 2023, which I did, and I came first in my natural bodybuilding competition, which was pretty awesome. I'm looking at the trophy on my desk right now, and it's a great feeling to have achieved that. I then went and competed in a enhanced competition where I came second as well, which blew me away. I was quite surprised by that placing, considering there was probably about 12 people on stage and everybody else was enhanced as far as what, from what they've told me anyway. So, you know, I was quite pleased with that outcome. And then I did another enhanced competition and I came fourth in that one, I believe. Yeah, I came fourth in that one. So that was really cool as well, a classic bodybuilding one. And again, in some poses, I actually held my own. I actually looked like I belonged there. And in other poses, I definitely looked natural, right? Some people said to me when I got off stage that they can clearly see now that I'm natural when you put me on stage with enhanced bodybuilders who are taking, you know, a whole list of different compounds, drugs, steroids, etc., to achieve the best optimal look on stage. So it's no secret that bodybuilding has a stigma to it, and people assume that bodybuilding is, you know, a sport, if you want to call it that, that involves taking steroids. And it absolutely does, because when I first got into lifting weights and going to the gym, my grandpa was a bodybuilder. That's kind of how I got into it, and, you know, my uncles and stuff like that. And it, back in their time, doing testosterone injections and whatever else was just part of the game, and apparently it was legal back then. So it was quite normal. And, you know, seeing Arnold Schwarzenegger, Ronnie Coleman, people like that, Jay Cutler, anyone that competes in Mr. Olympia, they all take anabolic steroids and stuff. So it's quite common for bodybuilders to do that. Natural bodybuilding is a very small world, and that's the world that I chose to be a part of, probably because of a positive influence around me of other people choosing to be drug-free as well. And also maybe the pressure of, you know, not wanting to take drugs or do anything wrong. To be honest, actually, when I was maybe 17 or 18, I looked up the side effects of steroids, and there was a massive long list of side effects, and I thought, well, I'll never do that. And in addition, the results I got naturally were great, so I thought, well, I actually don't need to do that ever in my life, which is also a win. Fast forward, basically, I did my competitions, placed pretty well, and then coming away from those competitions, I thought, okay, cool, well, I decided I'm going to become enhanced after I do my fat loss phase and my contest prep and stuff, and now I'm going to take some time to recover my body, and then I'm going to shift over to the enhanced world and start using testosterone. When I got my blood test at the end of my competition, well, before I even go into that, the first thing I should say is that when it comes to your testosterone, like testosterone is the primary male sex hormone that stimulates the development of like male sexual characteristics, and it's produced in the testes. So that means it promotes muscle mass and promotes bone mass, it promotes the growth of, you know, body hair and male features, a deep voice and stuff like that. And it is produced in the testes, so it's naturally produced, right? It generally increases in your early mid-teens, and then it starts to decline, you know, in your late 20s, late 30s, late 40s, etc. You're going to see a decline in production of testosterone. That naturally happens. So people get prescriptions from their doctor to move on to TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, to bring their levels back up to mid-range of normal and maintain a good quality of life. So your normal testosterone levels, they should range between 10 and 33, or sometimes it's 11 and 35, depending on, you know, who does the test or whatever, what standards they are. But that's pretty much where you typically should be, between 11 and 33. The thing is, if you're 11, you can feel like absolute garbage. And if you're 30 or 33, you'd feel amazing, right? And basically, they say within that range is considered normal, which in most people's opinion would be inaccurate. I would say you know, 20 to 30 would probably be a little bit more normal. If your levels are 20, you probably feel almost as good as if they're 30. But if your levels are 11, you're gonna feel pretty bad. So at the end of my contest prep phase, I got a blood test. Obviously I was very shredded, low body fat levels, poor sleep, high stress environment, just, you know, being so fragile, having no body fat on my frame, and not sleeping very well. Got my test and my levels were at 14. So very, very low on the low end. And obviously I had no sex drive. I had no interest in sex at all. So my libido was tanked. And that's just a result of bodybuilding, contest preps, being very, very lean for very, very long and being drug free as well. So basically the reason why I wanted to move into TRT was I figured I'm getting older. I was 35 at the time. Well, I was 34 at the time when I decided I might switch over. And then I didn't actually start doing it until I was mid 35. And now I'm 36. So I wanted to basically get my levels up to an optimal range, see if I would get any benefits from that in a way of training performance, recovery, and just filling in the gaps of my physique. I figured that training for 20 years or 19 years at the time, you know, you kind of got all the gains you can possibly get as a natural competitor or natural lifter, but there's still going to be holes in your physique. You're probably still going to have some muscles smaller than others, you know, just not developing as well for whatever reasons, genetics or, you know, injuries or whatever. And I thought maybe if I increase my testosterone levels, I'm going to have a better quality of life and I'm going to fill in those gaps and maybe, you know, get a bit more thickness in my chest. Maybe my calves will grow, maybe my hamstrings will grow, things like that. You know, just kind of like present a more refined physique with the assistance of an increase in testosterone. So just to be clear, testosterone, like I said, is a naturally occurring hormone that is produced in the testes. And obviously, if you're going to inject testosterone or use a cream or something like that, then it's like an exogenous form of testosterone. It's not your body making it. But there is a difference between testosterone and anabolic steroids, which is something that was explained to me by someone who's much smarter than me. And I found it to be quite interesting, quite compelling. So testosterone is testosterone, right? Your body makes it naturally. And if your levels are starting to get lower, you can obviously supplement it or, you know, inject it, utilize it to bring those levels up to a range that you prefer. And with that comes a whole host of effects, right? So those effects can be positive or they can be negative, but essentially there's going to be some effects of that. But then you also have anabolic steroids, and anabolic steroids are synthetic hormones that are structured that are structurally related to testosterone. So they're very similar. However, they're different in the way that obviously they're not produced in the testes, but they do bind to the androgen receptor, and that's how they kind of work. But they're different in the way of they are modified versions of testosterone. So testosterone might have certain effects, right? But anabolic steroids can have different effects because they've been structurally modified to potentially, you know, reduce one certain outcome that testosterone would typically have and then kind of push for another. For example, there's some anabolic steroids that will have a lower estrogen effect, meaning you won't hold as much water weight from that. And there's other anabolic steroids that can make you really like bigger, basically holding more fluid and a lot fuller. So you can take different anabolic steroids depending on your goal. If your goal is to get really huge and jacked and massive, you would take, you know, some certain compounds. And if your goal is to look leaner and harder and drier, then you would take other compounds. So it's kind of quite interesting to note that, because testosterone, you know, it is what it is, just testosterone, and it will kind of do everything. But there are anabolic steroids that will modify the outcome, basically, and you can tweak things based on what your preference is. And I find that to be quite interesting. But anyways, moving forwards, basically the reason why I did it was because my test levels were low. I wanted to experience it. I wanted to get my libido good. I wanted to get my recovery good. I just wanted to see what it felt like to actually experience something that everybody assumed that I was doing anyways. And I had a conversation with a lot of people about this beforehand, and, you know, for the most part, people were like, hey man, like, you already look like you're on anyways, so you kind of don't need it. And the funny thing is that probably 99, 95% of the people that I spoke to about this, maybe 90% of the people I spoke to about this, whether their opinion was positive or negative, they had all tried it before themselves. There's literally not a single person that I had a conversation with about it that hadn't tried it for themselves in the past. So it's just one of those things, like, you know, as you get older, it's kind of like, okay, cool, how can I benefit? How can I improve my quality of life and, you know, maximize my outcomes in the gym, etc. And also, if I'm ever going to do it, now is the best time, because I'm not doing it when I'm a teenager. I'm not doing it when my body's still growing. I'm doing it actually as my natural levels are declining, trying to optimize things to get the best outcomes. So that was pretty much the why. In regards to the protocol that I ran, I pretty much did 10 weeks of progressively increasing the dose, but I also got blood tests along the way to make sure that my levels were obviously getting higher and getting to a better place. So the main difference between TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, and looking like a bodybuilder and getting huge and jacked, or, you know, getting a lot of athletic performance benefits, is the dosage. So if you're doing TRT, you're taking an amount of testosterone that is similar to what your body would naturally produce, you know, if you're younger, or, you know, just to get you into that healthy normal range. Then there's a level of testosterone that you would take if you're looking to be a jacked bodybuilder and you want to be a IFBB pro, or you want to really maximize your outcomes and, you know, get the most effects that you can. So for me personally, I wanted to start on the lower end, as low as possible, and kind of just work things up progressively and try to get some positive outcomes from that. So I did that for 10 weeks and I got my tests, my blood tests, to see where my levels were at after, towards the end of that phase. And my testosterone levels got up to 43. So natural levels are between 10 and 33, right? That's a natural range. As you supplement with this, or, you know, do this protocol, your levels don't immediately rise like crazy. It's a progressive thing, right? So your body will progressively build and increase your testosterone levels over time. So it's not like I went to 43 straight away in week one. It probably elevated towards that maybe by week 6 or 7. And that's kind of where, you know, towards the end of that phase of the protocol. In addition to that, I definitely gained a bunch of fluid weight very quickly as well. Like I said, testosterone has effects, and some of those effects can be an increase in estrogen levels, which can increase fluid retention, and a few other things that you don't necessarily want to deal with, but can happen. My blood pressure also went up as well. Nothing significant, but it definitely went up. So I had to start considering doing cardio and stuff like that, just, you know, to improve that, get that to a healthy place as well. And my strength went up as well, but it wasn't significant. I didn't reach any personal bests. Like I said, I've been training for, you know, 20 years now. So at no point in that 10-week period did I think, wow, I'm stronger than I've ever been before, or I'm recovering faster than I've ever recovered before. It was actually quite underwhelming, if I'm completely honest, because the first thing I noticed was an increase in fluid retention, my physique not looking as good, and regardless of what my diet was, it didn't respond the way it typically would. So as a natural athlete, you know, I can say my input is going to be food, right, and sleep and stress management. And you can adjust how your body looks based on adjusting those things. A very stressed physique is going to look a certain way. You know, a very high calorie diet is going to result in looking a certain way as well. High sodium intakes, etc. So you can manipulate your nutrition and your training and your lifestyle to look a certain way and get your scale weight down to a certain number. So when you, and that's when you're, you know, natural. But when you start to move to the enhanced route, you have less control of that, because more testosterone coming in, a higher level, basically excess amounts get converted to estrogen, and that bumps up as well, and that raises fluid retention, and a few other things. And you can get around it by using the anabolic steroids, like I said before, to change things. You can change your dose, you can change your frequency and whatever else, or you can kind of just live with it. But that was definitely, you know, a negative side effect that was frustrating for me while I was doing it. And I was thought to myself, the pros aren't really outweighing the cons. So like I said, my strength definitely went up. My recovery was decent, but that was only towards the back end, only a few weeks. So ultimately, I would say that, you know, of my 36 years of life now, And my 20 years of lifting, I decided to do an enhanced protocol for 10 weeks of whatever hundreds or thousands of weeks that is of my life. I don't know the math at all, but you know, very, very, very short stint of trying TRT and seeing, you know, the effects of that and see how that goes. So that is pretty much, you know, an insight into that. Moving forwards, I decided, you know what, it's actually not for me. It's not something I need to do for multiple reasons. Number one, you have to take a much higher dose for it to be effective, like in a bodybuilding setting, which means that you also have to be okay with more side effects that come with that. And that's just something I didn't want to do. You know, to put things into like numbers, if you're looking to maximize muscular growth or whatever, first of all, TRT might be, let's just say 150 milligrams of testosterone per week. If you're looking to maximize your outcomes as a bodybuilder, you want to be doing 500 milligrams per week minimum, probably more. Most people do 700, 800, 1,000 milligrams per week. So there's quite a big difference there, right? And with that obviously comes a lot of side effects as well. The other thing is, in my opinion, you can actually naturally optimize your testosterone levels within the ideal range just through nutrition, sleep, limiting alcohol, and managing your stress as well. So even though I'm getting older now and, you know, my natural levels were declining and they were very low at the end of a contest prep phase, simply eating more food, putting on some more body fat, having patience with that as well, and like lowering stress on my body would get me to a healthy range anyways. So before I actually started the protocol, what I did is I increased my food intake quite a lot. For about five or six weeks or so, my food intake was higher than, you know, it ever really is. And my scale weight was moving up as a result of that, but my testosterone levels were definitely elevated because my libido was very high as a result of an increase in food. So that was a great indication of, hey, like my testosterone levels are probably elevated again and everything's back to normal now, which is awesome. But I'm still gonna try this protocol anyway because I want to experience it and see, you know, what the benefits are, what the effects are in general, and finally try it, you know, after so many people have just said that I do it anyways. So I would say it's probably best reserved if you actually have very, very low levels of testosterone. So you have to get a blood test to figure that out. And it has to be like, chronically low, like always low, not just low because of a bodybuilding competition or, you know, a low fat phase, like a low fat intake in your diet for a short period of time, or getting shredded for a photo shoot and your libido is down. I think it should be, you know, lowered for a long period of time for you to say, okay, I definitely need to do this. So I do know a bunch of people who obviously use these compounds for muscle building benefits, and they are essentially taking much higher doses to get those benefits. A cool thing for me is that when I decided to stop doing it, I didn't see a negative in my physique. I didn't see my physique getting worse. Basically, I just saw a drop in fluid weight. My testosterone levels dropped quite significantly, obviously, but because your body then has to, you're not getting it anymore, so your body has stopped producing it, and that has to come back to life again progressively. So there's going to be a dip in your testosterone levels for a period of time. But I didn't see any negatives. I just saw a drop in fluid retention. My blood pressure got better as well, and it's kind of just reverted back to my normal life, which is quite interesting. So the somewhat sad thing is I can no longer say that I'm a, you know, 100% drug-free natural athlete, so I can't compete in natural bodybuilding competitions anymore. But at the same time, I have some personal experience now in, you know, trying TRT and seeing what the effects are of that. To add to all of this, basically what I did was I did that for 10 weeks and then I had a break, did some travel or whatever. And then when I came back, I thought, you know what, I'm going to do it again, but I'm going to change the dose. I'm going to run another 10 weeks, but I'm going to adjust the dose so I don't have fluid retention. I'm going to try, you know, a different approach, you know, doing it twice a week or three times a week instead of once a week, and see how that goes. And the interesting or the funny thing is, doing that for 10 weeks, I did a blood test 8 weeks later, and my testosterone levels were 6. So like I said, like the normal range is 10 to 33 or thereabouts. got up to 43 in the first phase, and then in the second phase, my test levels were like 6. And in that phase, I felt like garbage. Like, my training was really bad. I felt really tired all the time. I just thought I was very fatigued, and I was just killing myself in the gym, and I needed to have like a deload with my training. Turns out that the actual compound that I was using, the testosterone, was actually underdosed. It wasn't the correct dose to what it was supposed to be. And because I was using smaller amounts anyways, I was actually getting literally like almost nothing. So that was frustrating, to say the least, because I felt like it was a waste of time. But it was also, you know, a lesson learned that if you are going to utilize these substances, then it's best to get it from a reputable source, you know, that being a doctor, prescribed from a doctor, and ensuring that, you know, it is actually quality stuff, because there's a lot of stuff out there that is not quality, and it's important to always know what you're putting into your body. So that was a bit of a wake-up call for me as well from that perspective. So all in all, I, you know, would have done 20 weeks of TRT, but I did 10 effective weeks, and then I did 10 weeks of pretty much going backwards, which was not ideal. So that's my input, or that's my insight in TRT. I just wanted to share this so people have a bit more of an understanding of things. First of all, you know, if you can look, you can look at my physique, you can look at my Instagram or whatever, you know, or, you know, on the internet, basically just search my name up in Google. You can see some photos of me when I was much younger and a lot smaller, and you can see photos of me competing in bodybuilding competitions and stuff. In every single photo that you'll ever see of me on a bodybuilding stage or powerlifting competition or anything like that, I am completely drug-free, completely natural, lifetime natural. But then, you know, moving forwards now, I've obviously utilized testosterone replacement therapy, so therefore I cannot say I'm natural anymore. With that said, I have zero intention on competing in any drug-tested competitions or anything like that. But in addition to that, I would say that my levels were just above natural for a very, very short period of time. So nothing substantial, no real gains there. So yeah, I think this podcast is more of an insight for people who might be interested in delving into TRT to, first of all, understand the effects that come into play. Understand that you probably have to take more if you want to get an actual, you know, super physiological result and see your muscles growing, and there's going to be some side effects of that. So, you know, you might experience blood pressure going up, so you might have to start taking blood pressure management medication. You might have your estrogen levels going up, so you might have to take other anabolic steroids to try to manage that, or other drugs to try to lower, the conversion of estrogen. So there's a few different things to think about. But that's my personal experience, and if you have any questions about it, you can always reach out and let me know. Will I ever do TRT again? I think it's one of those things where I have a great physique already. I did not experience the benefits that most people do experience. You know, some people close to me who have utilized these compounds and seen great results probably think it's strange that I didn't see those results, but their starting point, their base physique, was far less than mine, with far less experience in the gym as well. So, you know, I think after 20 years of lifting as a natural athlete, the benefits that you see from doing TRT is going to be minimal, unless you are increasing the dose quite a bit, and that's just something I just didn't really want to do for me personally. So will I do it in the future? I think that maybe when I'm in my 40s or 50s, it might be more appropriate. But for right now, I just want to optimize things naturally, through quality food sources, stress management, you know, regulation of alcohol intake, good sleep, and things like that. And that's just kind of going back to what I always have done in the past as well. But if I do ever decide to jump back on it again, then you know, I'll be sure to maybe document that and give you guys some insight on how that goes and the effects of that as well. Because everyone's different, everybody's body responds differently. And, you know, in some instances, you got to just adjust the dosage and keep testing and seeing how your body's responding. Obviously, utilizing a doctor in your corner with that as well. You know, you got to increase the dose or whatever. So that is my insight on that. I would say that if I was looking to maximize my results whilst using testosterone, it would be important to be in a caloric surplus, managing stress, managing sleep, managing all those things as well with the addition of TRT. Whereas for myself, I was actually looking to optimize things but not put on a whole bunch of body weight, and the fluid gained really threw me off, and I didn't like, you know, how much I weighed and how I looked and stuff like that. So I didn't really give it, you know, all its potential because I wasn't eating in a large calorie surplus. But yeah, anyways, that's the result of that. I didn't really experience a massive increase in performance. I didn't experience a massive increase in libido. It was kind of annoying seeing fluid retention. It was annoying having to, you know, get these injections twice a week or whatever. But it's an experience, and I've done it. So that's it for me for this week, first podcast of 2024. And I will be sure to do these a little bit more regularly, hopefully, see how I go. And I'll speak to you guys soon.